You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. Hope you've all had an amazing week. So for this week, we've got coming up with the astrology. We do have the full moon in Sagittarius happening on the 31st of May at 6:45 p.m. That's my time in Sydney on Sunday. So is this going to be a quite positive full moon? So with Sagittarius, the themes of this full moon will be about your freedom, taking your risk, seeking adventure, being very social. There'll be like a youthfulness vibe. This is the perfect time to go out, to have fun, socialize, doing things that you really enjoy. We do have the moon that's going to be in tri to Neptune and to Saturn. And I feel like any positive elements, we also got the sun also in sextile Saturn too. And I feel like that's like a Teflon. I feel like nothing sticks to you. So it's giving you a lot of resilience. It's giving you that knowledge, that power to really work out through any hassles, any problems that are going to come up. And you're going to be able to seek resolution. You're going to, as I always say, be resilient and work it out. And like everything will just be okay. You'll be quite creative as well. And I feel like there's a sense of communicating in a nurturing way, but also communicating in a way that people are wanting to listen to you. And I feel like if there's been any difficult conversations that you've had to have with people or you need to have with people, this is the time to have them around this full moon, because you're going to have Mercury in sextile Chiron, the actual full actually happens on the 1st. So with that, it is about helping you with Mercury being in Cancer. It is going to help you talk to people in a healing way. So this will be a sense where you can heal the situation with your words and say the words correctly. But this energy is also going to be around the time of the full moon. So mixing that with the Sagittarius energy, it's like charisma. You're able to talk your way through things or explain yourself. That is going to be a sense of healing, a sense of nurturing, a sense where people are going to listen to you and they're going to want to listen to you. You also might have some really interesting stories to tell on that day too, because with Sagittarius, I always find that you really like to listen to them and hear what they got to say. There's also a sextile Pluto. So I feel like that is, if anything that needs to end, as I said, there's going to be resolution in a situation. There'll be a sense of something ending, but a really new thing growing and beginning for you. We've also got this week on the 4th, we do have Mercury, which will be in square to Neptune. So it's not going to be till next Thursday. So with that aspect, it could be very much be that people are trying to pull the wool over your eyes. It's like there's manipulation there. But at the same time, I feel like you're going to be able to see through that, through the other aspects that we have with the planets. So I feel like all in all, this is going to be a really good week. We do have Mercury in the first moving into Cancer. So that's a sense of feeling safe or insecure. I feel like there could be a sense of needing to explain things with any issues like in family. We already have Jupiter in that sign and we've got Venus too. And we are coming up for the next week for the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, which is going to be a very good conjunction that we're going to have next week. So positive things happening with the planets for the week ahead. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Katie, who's in Idaho. So hello, how are you, Katie?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I am just kind of curious about things going on in life. I'm feeling a little bit lost and directionless at the moment. unsure about, like, job, my career, and my marriage and stuff, trying to figure all that out at the moment.
I just, and I know you're telling me being really flat, I can just see you being really flat, but I feel like it's a time where you sort of got to pick yourself up off the ground and keep moving. I do feel like your work situation will work itself out. I do feel like it's around the corner. There's something new or something fun around the corner. And I kind of feel like there's a sense of boredom, but I also feel like things are drying up there too in that area. But I feel like when we get to, I know August is a few months away, but I kind of feel it feels soon that it's like things start growing in that area for you. And I get a sense of being fun. Keep on feel like there's a fun day with your relationship.
Yeah.
I feel, yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm trying to be an elementary teacher, so it better be fun.
Oh, okay. Look at anything fun, and it's like at the moment I see like it's like desert, and I just see the rain coming down. So that means that I feel like things are going to change in your favor. That it is you are going to be. Because I feel like it's like sort of bored, but I was hearing August, but it just feels sooner. But I just feel like there's a sense you're going to really enjoy yourself and you're learning new things. Like I feel like you're learning on the job too. You're learning new things. And I feel like there's going to be a student that you have that's very much like a Gemini. So someone who's very fun, their eyes are very bright, and they're going to be, I thought they might be your favorite student, and they're going to just have a personality about them. With your relationship, I feel like that I just see like a tug of war here, and whatever you're going through with the relationship, it's making you a stronger person. And I feel like there's a sense of being blamed, but I feel like you're putting the blame back, or you're not taking the blame. You're putting the ownership back on the other person and letting them be accountable. Because I feel like that it's like they've got a whole bunch of stuff beside them, but they don't want to be accountable for it. And it's like they're throwing mud at you. And mentor's going to be working out for you. I feel like you're tolerating at the moment. I feel like you're tolerating it, but I feel like when we get to, maybe it could be sooner than this, but I kind of feel like December, or even maybe next year, is when you're like, you've built up the confidence, you're taking the stand to be able to push back in this relationship. I feel like right now you're trying to get your head together. It's like you're building up evidence, or you're going through paperwork and to see, it's like to see where you belong as well. And it's a bit complicated too. I kind of feel like someone's covering up stuff. So I feel like somebody's covering up or what they're hiding, but but you can sort of see. So I'm not going to say skeleton in the closet, because I feel like it's known or you can see, but they're covering things up. I don't feel like things are going to be hidden for long, but it's like you've got to build the confidence though to say what you need to say, or to like stake claim here. But I have a feeling you might sort of continue, it's like game playing here, but you might continue until December, and then when we get into the new year, the new energy, then actually make movements here.
Okay.
Is what I feel.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay.
They're complicating things to make you feel a certain way. Like I feel like it's manipulation. So I feel like you're going to have to really just have a thick skin. And when this person tries to blame you or throw the mud at you, you're just going to have to deflect it and be like, that's your issue. And it's like you're playing chess with the person as well, to try and see through their I'm going to say bull crap. Was that what I would say here in a polite way?
Okay.
But you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And I just feel like next year for you, it's a year of being independent. It's a year where you're definitely bouncing back stronger. And I kind of feel like you are a fun person, and you are very spontaneous, and you have really good energy, you bring people alive around you, and I feel like next year you're getting all that back.
That would be really nice. Yeah.
What is your star sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Oh, okay. Well, you're a master of these things. So Scorpios, you must have, I feel like you've got like a lot of, I guess, like Sag or Gemini in your chart, because you feel like very fun to me. Scorpio, it's about, they're like very loyal people. Like, they're very loyal and they like to, you have to trust people. It's a big thing for you. You also, it's like, Scorpio, so they are a master of being able to, I say manipulate, but they're all about, they can be a bit sneaky, you know, and you have you're able to find out people's weaknesses. So like an investigator, you're good at investigating, researching and finding people's weakness. You are good at that. That is the Scorpio traits.
Yeah. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, that is it. But I also feel like you've got some kind of like fun energy of it. I always feel like Sagittarius and Gemini are the fun ones of the zodiac. So I feel like you've got some sort of like lightheartedness, fun vibe about you as well.
I think. Do you have any? I mean, you have to be with kids, right?
Exactly. Well, exactly. I work with them too. So, do you have any other questions?
Just trying to think. I can't think of anything specifically. No. So, just trying to figure out direction with. It's a marriage and everything, so yeah.
You're gonna find that. So I think next year's gonna be a better year for you, but it's like this year you're playing a bit of chess there. It's very hard, and yeah. I know it's very stressful, but you're gonna get through it. And I mean, look, you can be a little bit stubborn. You're a fixed sign, so Scorpio can be Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarians, and Leo. So the fixed signs of the zodiac. So they can be. You know, you want what you want. But I feel like you'll get it in the end. But it may take to next year to get it. But I feel like you'll get there in the end.
That sounds great. That gives me some hope. So,
thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay. So, buddy, it's going to be take note of this energy coming up on the Sunday. While for America, it's your Saturday. So go out, have fun, enjoy yourself with this full moon energy that we have. You know, this year has been a bit of a mix of things. So take advantage of this good energy coming up. If you want to come, if you want a reading with me, you can contact me via my book a reading from my website. It's Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic, and my TikTok is Lady D Psychic, as well as my YouTube. We're also announcing on the Psychic Development Cruise that we've got coming up in January 2028 that we're also doing forensics workshops. So we're going to look at true crime and teach you how to profile people using astrology and also our psychic intuition and mediumship skills. But if you want to be interested in that, you can go to see more on my website or psychicatsea.com.au. So I'll see you same time, same place next week, and I'll see you then. So bye for now.